You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. In Moby's new memoir, Porcelain, he describes a scene in the mid-90s where he was at a plateau of fame. He was DJing at NASA, a rave club in New York, and found himself completely out of touch with what people wanted to hear. 2 years out, and he was already old. He felt the same way just before he released his album Play in 1999. He thought it was all over.
I pretty much did. I didn't want it to be. But basically, before the album Play was released, I had lost my record deal with Elektra, and I had a record deal with Mute, but only because Daniel Miller, who runs Mute, has never dropped an artist. You know, my career by the late 90s really had largely disappeared. Why does my heart...
Looking back, he doesn't even think the album was very well received.
When the album Play came out, it didn't sell very well. Lots of people didn't review it. It just sort of took on a life of its own over time.
Moby's memory may be a little hazy here, since Play received a rave 4-star review in Rolling Stone and was number one in the Village Voices Critics Poll that year. But sales did start off slowly until Play did indeed have a life of its own and went on to sell over 12 million copies worldwide. Play is where the story of Moby's Porcelain ends. The book takes its title from the best-known song off his best-known album, but Moby stops his book just short of that. Instead, he delves into the 10 years before Play, beginning with his arrival on the New York club scene in 1989. There he started spinning R&B and house tracks like the ones on disc 2 of his Music of Porcelain CD, a companion to the memoir. Disco evolved into house, and Moby became a low-level DJ on the scene, playing at clubs like Mars. But his career took off when he started making his own music. Unlike a lot of DJs, Moby was actually a musician who had studied music and played in punk bands. In the living room of his label owner, he created his first hit, Go.
As I recorded Go originally, it was this very minimal electronic piece of music, and I was a big fan of Twin Peaks, so I tried to put Laura Palmer's theme from Twin Peaks onto the song Go. And I tried to sample it, but it was way too slow. So I then had to replay it with a synthesizer and a piano. I got really lucky because I'd wanted to sample it, but I couldn't sample it, so as a result, I didn't get sued.
While Moby was pumping up the volume in clubs and raves, he was also making ambient music. He discovered it as a teenager.
I first discovered ambient music that was called ambient music when I heard the B-side to Heroes by David Bowie. And then there was a record store in Connecticut near where I grew up. And one of the guys who worked in the record store was obsessed with EG Records that had everyone from Harold Budd to Brian Eno. And that was my introduction to ambient music. As the 80s progressed, the rave scene started. And an entire genre called ambient house happened, where almost every single that came out for a few years had an ambient mix. Because when you would go to these raves, and even like club nights in New York, there would be the main area with the dance music, and then a sub area with quiet ambient music where people would lie on beanbag chairs and like massage each other's hands on ecstasy. So ambient music was a very big part of the early dance scene.
A Moby continues to work in ambient music. He recently recorded 4 hours of extreme drone called Long Ambience 1, Calm Sleep, and he released it as a free download.
Basically, it's 4 hours of very quiet ambient music that I had written for myself. I was basically making these long 20 to 30 minute ambient pieces to listen to when I was meditating or doing yoga or trying to sleep. So I'd created all this music just for myself. There's nothing distinctive about it. Like, the goal is for it to be as unobtrusive as possible. So there's no drums. There's really no high end even. Like, it's just these quiet tones and chords designed to help people sleep or rest.
Just into his 50s, Moby finds himself caught in a transition between worlds. He's from the last generation to actually start out playing hands-on synthesizers instead of computer simulations.
When it switched over to plugins and soft synths and the laptop, it created a disconnect between generations. You know, I mean, I do think there are a lot of musicians now who have never put their hands on a VCO.
For non-techies, that's voltage-controlled oscillator.
They've never actually touched analog circuitry. And I love both. You know, I love analog circuitry and I like soft synths. But I remember seeing an interview with Bob Moog, and he was talking about analog circuitry. And he wasn't being critical of digital circuitry, but he was saying, with analog circuitry, it's there. Like, there actually is quantum stuff going on. You know, like, you're talking about an electric signal path that's being altered with filters and circuits, and the way he described it, you could tell, like, there was a physical entity there. And I find that I love having access to that, you know, whether it's turning on an old Surge or playing around with these modular synths or whatever, and knowing that there's actually, like, a physical sound source there.
Moby's last three albums, Wait For Me, Destroyed, and Innocence, were all down-tempo, introspective, and lyric albums. But he says for his next project, he may up the intensity, inspired by a 70s band called Magazine from his old punk rock days.
It's very, very fast new wave. Like, sort of influenced by, like, bands like Magazine, if you remember Magazine.
Incidentally enough, Magazine brings Moby back full circle to his album, Play.
My album, Play, the title, to an extent, comes from a Magazine record, because they did a show at the Sydney Opera House, and they released it, and they called it Play. And I was thinking of a title for my album, Play, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, well, okay, maybe I'll borrow that.
And maybe Moby's next album with a Magazine connection will have the astronomical success of Play. Moby's book is Porcelain, a memoir published by Penguin Press. The album that accompanies it is The Music of Porcelain, released by Mute Records. And you can go to Moby.com to download for free his 4-hour release, Long Ambience 1, Calm Sleep. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.